A big sticking point of Brexit could be resolved. Leaders of the UK and the European Union have a trade deal over Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom. But it needs parliamentary approval. And let's talk now to Peter McVerry, correspondent and station manager for U105 Radio in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Well, so Northern Ireland is part of the UK, which is broken off from the European Union. Can you remind us why trade to and through Northern Ireland has been an issue in the first place?
Yes, of course. As you say, Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland politically. And in the Brexit vote, all of the UK voted to leave the European Union, including Northern Ireland, even though Northern Ireland is a single entity. It voted to stay. It was bound by the will of the majority of the people in the UK to leave. The issue is that Northern Ireland is on the island of Ireland, and we're the only part of the European Union which has a land border with the European Union, so you can drive from the north of Ireland into the south of Ireland just by going across a country road. And that caused some issues for the EU right across the border, because they wanted to protect their borders and impose their rules around things like customs and excise and the imports of goods. So they tried to find a way to resolve that. And we've had severe political difficulties over the last 7 years in trying to find something that everyone can agree on.
Okay. So just to understand, so if England and the UK sends, say, porridge to Northern Ireland in the UK, even if it's not going to the Republic of Ireland, it still has to go through border checks and paperwork?
Paperwork, yes, and in theory, border checks. If they'd put border checks, physical border checks, on the island of Ireland between the north and the south, there was a fear that that could lead to violence or the return of the Troubles, or something that wasn't positive. So they decided to put the border checks invisibly, if you like, in the Irish Sea before you came on to the landmass. But you're right, there were issues there, and there do need to be checks that are put in place.
Okay.
And there's some paperwork. We've had grace periods that have been in place to allow less paperwork, but in theory, in the written agreement, there would be a significant amount of paperwork up until yesterday's agreement.
So this new deal would speed things up. As it's written,
it will lessen, and it will allow what's called a green and red lane, Scott. So the green lanes would mean that any produce and anything that was coming from Great Britain and only going to Northern Ireland could be brought in that green lane, and the red lane would solely be for things that were coming into Northern Ireland from the UK and then transferring on into the Republic of Ireland. And it would need a greater amount of checks, but they've worked to try and to do that electronically and to do sample checks so that those things could be minimized.
Okay, so green lanes and red lanes to kind of speed up the things that are just going to Northern Ireland. Quickly, Parliament has to approve this, as do the various parties of Northern Ireland. Is that a given?
No, it's not. And actually, the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has been speaking to his own party members in the last hour. And he spent earlier today, in Northern Ireland speaking to the parties and speaking to business leaders. We've had no government here in Northern Ireland. Our devolved assembly fell last year on this issue. The main unionist party, the Democratic Unionist Party, opted to leave the institution, and that brought it down because they were against some of the implementation of these. They felt that it lessened their part in the United Kingdom, and it left them with a democratic deficit. So that's what they're trying to be resolved.
That is U105 Radio's Peter McVerry in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Peter, thank you.